Among the most established religions in the world, Judaism's history begins around 2000 BCE with a covenant between God and Abraham. Over 1,000 years later, the Jewish faithful believe God's laws and commandments were revealed to Prophet Moses on Mount Sinai, forming the Torah, which is the first part of the Hebrew Bible. The Hebrew Bible, or Tanakh, and the ancient writings of the Talmud embody the beliefs and practices of Judaism. Present in every aspect of the religion is a single, omniscient and compassionate God. The central authority of Judaism is vested in the sacred texts, traditions and rabbis. The word rabbi is used to address a religious teacher or master. Today on Between Master and Disciples, we present to you chapters 16 to 19 of the Book of Proverbs from Judaism's Holy Tanakh.
The preparations of the heart are man's, but the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weigheth at the spirits. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established.
Everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. My hand upon it, he shall not be unpunished. By mercy and truth, iniquity is expiated, and by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. When a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him.
Better is a little with righteousness than great revenues with injustice. A man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directeth his steps. A divine sentence is in the lips of the king, his mouth trespasseth not in judgment.
A just balance and scales are the Lord's, all the weights of the bag are his work. It is an abomination to kings to commit wickedness, for the throne is established by righteousness. Righteous lips are the delight of kings, and they love him that speaketh right.
The wrath of a king is as messengers of death, but a wise man will pacify it. In the light of the king's countenance is life, and his favor is as a cloud of the latter rain. How much better is it to get wisdom than gold? Yea, to get understanding is rather to be chosen than silver.
The highway of the upright is to depart from evil. He that keepeth his way preserveth his soul. Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Better it is to be of a lowly spirit with the humble, than to divide the spoil with the proud.
He that giveth heed unto the word shall find good, and whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he. The wise in heart is called a man of discernment, and the sweetness of the lips increaseth learning. Understanding is a fountain of life unto him who hath it, but folly is the chastisement of fools.
There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. The hunger of the laboring man laboreth for him, for his mouth compelleth him. An ungodly man diggeth up evil, and in his lips there is as a burning fire.
A froward man soweth strife, and a whisperer separateth familiar friends. A man of violence enticeth his neighbor and leadeth him into a way that is not good. He that shutteth his eyes, it is to devise froward things. He that biteth his lips bringeth evil to pass.
The hoary head is a crown of glory. It is found in the way of righteousness. He that is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he that ruleth his spirit than he that taketh a city. The lot is cast into the lap, but the whole disposing thereof is of the Lord.
Better is a dry morsel and quietness therein, than a house full of feasting with strife. A servant that dealeth wisely shall have rule over a son that dealeth shamefully, and shall have part of the inheritance among the brethren. The refining pot is for silver, and the furnace for gold, but the Lord trieth the hearts.
An evildoer giveth heed to wicked lips, and a liar giveth ear to a mischievous tongue. Whoso mocketh the poor blasphemeth his Maker, and he that is glad at calamity shall not be unpunished. Children's children are the crown of old men, and the glory of children are their fathers.
Overbearing speech becometh not a churl, much less do lying lips a prince. A gift is as a precious stone in the eyes of him who hath it. Whithersoever he turneth, he prospereth. He that covereth a transgression seeketh love, but he that harpeth on a matter estrangeth a familiar friend.
A rebellious man seeketh only evil, therefore a cruel messenger shall be sent against him. Whoso rewardeth evil for good, evil shall not depart from his house. The beginning of strife is as when one letteth out water. Therefore leave off contention, before the quarrel break out.
He that justifieth the wicked, and he that condemneth the righteous, even they both are an abomination to the Lord. Wherefore is there a price in the hand of a fool to buy wisdom, seeing that he hath no understanding? A friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born for adversity.
A man void of understanding is he that striketh hands, and becometh surety in the presence of his neighbor. He loveth transgression that loveth strife. He that exalteth his gate seeketh destruction. He that hath a froward heart findeth no good, and he that hath a perverse tongue falleth into evil.
He that begetteth a fool doeth it to his sorrow, and the father of a churl hath no joy. A merry heart is a good medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones. A wicked man taketh a gift out of the bosom to pervert the ways of justice.
Wisdom is before him that hath understanding, but the eyes of a fool are in the ends of the earth. A foolish son is vexation to his father, and bitterness to her that bore him. To punish also the righteous is not good, nor to strike the noble for their uprightness. He that spareth his words hath knowledge, and he that husbandeth his spirit is a man of discernment. Even a fool, when he holdeth his peace, is counted wise, and he that shutteth his lips is esteemed as a man of understanding.
He that separateth himself seeketh his own desire, and snarlest against all sound wisdom. A fool hath no delight in understanding, but only that his heart may lay itself bare. When the wicked cometh, there cometh also contempt, and with ignominy reproach.
The words of a man's mouth are as deep waters, a flowing brook, a fountain of wisdom. It is not good to respect the person of the wicked, so as to turn aside the righteous in judgment. A fool's lips enter into contention, and his mouth calleth for strokes.
A fool's mouth is his ruin, and his lips are the snare of his soul. The words of a whisperer are as dainty morsels, and they go down into the innermost parts of the belly. Even one that is slack in his work is brother to him that is a destroyer.
The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it, and is set upon high. The rich man's wealth is his strong city, and as a high wall in his own conceit. Before destruction the heart of a man is haughty, and before honor goeth humility.
He that giveth answer before he heareth it is folly and confusion unto him. The spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity, but a broken spirit who can bear? The heart of the prudent getteth knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeketh knowledge.
A man's gift maketh room for him, and bringeth him before great men. He that pleadeth his cause first seemeth just, but his neighbour cometh and searcheth him out. The lot causeth strife to cease, and parteth asunder the contentious.
A brother offended is harder to be won than a strong city, and their contentions are like the bars of a castle. A man's belly shall be filled with the fruit of his mouth, with the increase of his lips shall he be satisfied. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that indulge it shall eat the fruit thereof.
The poor useth entreaties, but the rich answereth impudently. There are friends that one hath to his own hurt, but there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother.
Better is the poor that walketh in his integrity than he that is perverse in his lips and a fool at the same time. Also, that the soul be without knowledge is not good, and he that hasteth with his feet sinneth. The foolishness of man perverteth his way, and his heart fretteth against the Lord.
Wealth addeth many friends, but as for the poor, his friend separateth himself from him. A false witness shall not be unpunished, and he that breatheth forth lies shall not escape. Many will entreat the favour of the liberal man, and every man is a friend to him that giveth gifts.
All the brethren of the poor do hate him. How much more do his friends go far from him? He that pursueth words, they turn against him. He that getteth wisdom loveth his own soul. He that keepeth understanding shall find good. A false witness shall not be unpunished, and he that breatheth forth lies shall perish.
Luxury is not seemly for a fool, much less for a servant to have rule over princes. It is the discretion of a man to be slow to anger, and it is his glory to pass over a transgression. The king's wrath is as the roaring of a lion, but his favour is as dew upon the grass.
Wholesome riches are the inheritance of fathers, but a prudent wife is from the Lord. Slothfulness casteth into a deep sleep, and the idle soul shall suffer hunger. He that keepeth the commandment keepeth his soul, but he that despiseth his ways shall die.
He that is gracious unto the poor lendeth unto the Lord, and his good deed will he repay unto him. Chasten thy son, for there is hope, but set not thy heart on his destruction. A man of great wrath shall suffer punishment, for if thou interpose, thou wilt add thereto.
Hear counsel and receive instruction, that thou mayest be wise in thy latter end. There are many devices in a man's heart, but the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand. The lust of a man is his shame, and a poor man is better than a liar.
The fear of the Lord tendeth to life, and he that hath it shall abide satisfied. He shall not be visited with the evil. The sluggard burieth his hand in the dish, and will not so much as bring it back to his mouth. When thou smitest a scorner, the simple will become prudent, and when one that hath understanding is reproved, he will understand knowledge.
A son that dealeth shamefully and reproachfully will despoil his father and chase away his mother. Cease, my son, to hear the instruction that causeth to err from the words of knowledge.
We thank you for joining us today on Between Master and Disciples on Supreme Master Television. Please stay tuned for Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, up next, right after Noteworthy News. May your life be filled with vibrant health, abundant happiness, and divine love.